About 15% of voters in the United States cast their ballots by touching a screen or pressing a key on a computer. Supporters say that computerized voting will produce nearly error-free tallies. Opponents argue that hackers or even foreign operatives who might want to fix U.S. elections could tamper with electronic machines. This week, election officials and computer scientists met in Maryland to debate the topic. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
The National Institute of Standards and Technology hosted the meeting. NIST maintains the ultra-precise atomic clocks that keep official time. It also performs more controversial duties, among them helping develop a set of standards for electronic voting machines. An official started off the meeting by pointing out the fire exits and saying they might come in handy if one of the debates spontaneously combusted. They didn't, but the discussion occasionally became heated. Rebecca Mercury is a computer scientist at Harvard who favors paper ballots. She highlighted some recent computer voting glitches in Fairfax, Virginia.
And a number of machines experienced an unexplained anomaly that apparently randomly subtracted votes for one of the candidates. In Houston, Texas, some election officials were unable to properly activate their voting system, so people sat on the floor, writing their votes down on scraps of paper since the emergency ballots were missing.
These could just be growing pains, but Mercury believes there will always be bugs in big computer programs. That's why she wants NIST to adopt strict standards requiring that computer voting machines print out a piece of paper after each vote showing how the person voted. If the results are disputed, officials could go back to the clearly marked computer printouts. She thinks that would fix the problem. Douglas Jones, a computer scientist at the University of Iowa, is also wary of entrusting democracy to computers alone.
I find most of the professional computer science community is not willing to put their complete trust in mechanisms because we build those mechanisms. We know how they work, and we know how easy it would be for each one of us to make changes to them that would get by and that wouldn't be seen by a certifier checking our code.
Some members of the audience, however, felt that this perspective ignored the benefits of electronic voting. Joy Relton came with her seeing eye dog and works at the American Foundation for the Blind. On a computerized system, she can listen to the candidates' names on headphones and vote alone, in private. With a traditional voting machine, she needs an assistant.
I have my husband read to me what the choices are. And depending on whether the machine is one of those that you have the levers down, he shows me, no, this one, no, I mean the one over to the left, no, down, no, don't push this one.
Beside Relton stood Jim Dixon, vice president for the American Association of People with Disabilities. He's also blind and worries that theoretical objections to electronic voting could hold things up.
We could be voting secretly next November, and to say we have to give up our right for a secret ballot because somebody has a theory that has not been proven is outrageous.
Momentum does seem to be building for the idea that computerized voting systems should at least print out paper receipts of each vote. But Richard Smolka, who edits the newsletter Election Administration Reports, says this could create new problems.
I think the concerns are that the system may become too complicated, that having paper at the polls in addition to an electronic system gives you two systems that you have to manage, and if either one breaks down, you're in trouble. And then it might delay the voting process, and it provides more opportunities for challenging the results.
Outside the lecture hall stood a row of electronic voting machines, all different, all attended by a salesperson or two, many of whom were immensely frustrated. Hans van Wijk works for a company called NIDAP in the Netherlands. He says its machines are so accurate that if everyone on Earth used them, only one vote would register incorrectly. They don't print a paper receipt, and he says in the Netherlands, no one cares.
Probably you get one letter or something like that of somebody who says, how do I know my vote is counted? But the rest of the people trust the system.
Companies like Van Wijk's say they would be happy to manufacture whatever the U.S. needs, but at the end of yesterday's meeting, there was still no agreement about what that is. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.